Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up.
Uh-oh.
No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Steal it.
Keep moving, gotta get back up.
What?
Keep moving, gotta get back up.
What?
Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Better believe it, baby.
What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
All right. That's enough of that right now. How are you? I'm trying out some new music. I am getting creative in 2024. You know, my word for the year was simple. I'm keeping things simple. But today I update my word technically into two words. Amazingly simple. It's amazing what happens when you break stuff down to the ridiculously simple and focus on that. Crazy stuff happens. Step by step, that's the process. So today, if you want to be joyfully happy and just, I don't know what you're dreaming of, but if you want to have it, I can tell you this. The way to get it is boring. It's step by step. It's scripting your life. I call it scripted goal setting. I had a conversation with my Boost coaching folks this week about that. They were really boring people, but I watch. I mean that in the best way. Leave me alone, okay? See what happens. They were taking all these notes and then turning those notes into a bit of a process, a recipe, if you will. And that's what it is. It's essentially learn stuff and then factor it into your life and get it working. And we'll talk more about it. Okay, that's today. It is a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com as 18th season. My name is Scott Smith. We are at episode 4,751 with a goal of 5,000. We'll be there by the end of the year. And then surprise, surprise, I'll let you know later once I figure it out myself. I have an idea what I'm going to be doing, but I'll let you know later on. By the way, in case you missed it, I want you to go to our Facebook group, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. The reason I do is because about 3 weeks ago, I recorded a behind-the-scenes video of me recording my entire week's worth of podcast. And that's a cool thing. I'll share with you in a second here. What happened was I sat down, I hit record, and in between the podcast, I just recorded everything. You saw it in real time. And then I talked to the camera. I taught you a couple lessons. I really had a good time doing it. So come here. Let's do a lesson before we get into the show today, okay? This is a personal one, which almost everything is for me. But you know I've had my struggles with YouTube. Video's hard. It takes a lot of work, but you got to do it right. And that's the thing with anything. You have to find the thing that works for you, gets in your flow, so you have a good time doing it. So I was doing the shorts, and I was doing this podcast as it is on YouTube, and it's a hot mess, man. I stopped 3 times. I just didn't like doing it. That was it. And one thing I am is a good quitter. When I figure out something's, it doesn't have to be not working, but if it's not for me, I'm going to quit. So then one day I had this wild hair. Let's do this long form, 60 minute. Let's make it real. Let's make it unscripted. Let's have some fun, take you in behind the scenes. I enjoyed the crap out of it. I really did. I'm sorry. Did I say a bad word? But you know what the real secret is here? I wanted to do that 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I had this idea about what I wanted to do. And I thought this would be a great idea. And what did I do? I listened to everybody else and I did what they wanted me to do. I said, okay, fine. That's what the internet wants. Let's do that. So, listen to yourself. So get ready. You can see the one we have right now, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. We'll have YouTube stuff coming out maybe next week. 1st of Feb, probably. Monday, we always ask a question. I start with, have you done your homework? The question is simple. How's my life going? So if you're new at this, or you're lazy, you just haven't paid attention, you haven't been around for a while, I don't know what it is. And it's okay. I'm all of those things. Until you sit your butt down and say, okay, really, truthfully, how is my life going? And be honest. Don't lie to yourself. We all lie to ourselves constantly. If it sucks, take it in. It sucks, all right? How's my life going? Take the good stuff. Decide how you're going to keep it. Take the bad stuff. Decide how you're going to get rid of it. Take the stuff in the middle. Decide to make it good or bad. I don't care, but don't be in the middle. You get splinters in your butt. How do you implement your homework today? How's my life going? When this show is done, you take about 2 minutes. Stay where you are. Sit in your seat. Pull out your journal, whatever you want, whatever you use. Think. Receive whatever's coming in, and then pay attention to what you hear or feel. All right, let's get in the show today. This is a long start. I'm sorry about that. I like to get things moving. I'll go long today. I'll give you a couple of extra minutes. How's that? So the world of Scott Logic, you've heard me talk about this before, but I'm on this big time this year in a huge way. I've been probably more happily disciplined than I have in a long time. I'm a spontaneous kind of guy. I like to go out and be spontaneous, just kind of have some fun, right? But I know something. I know that if I go to the gym every single day, I get in shape. If I watch my diet every single day, I lose weight. I know all that stuff. So you know, we know what to do, right? When life is predictable, when it is scripted, when it's process-oriented, it's B-O-R-I-N-G. It is boring. Nobody likes boring. Although I do sometimes. My wife likes it a lot. She does. She's beautiful. I call her my librarian. She's absolutely beautiful, but she acts like a conservative librarian, except on the weekend. Life is boring sometimes, right? But life gets exciting as you could ever dream it to be when you start thinking a little bit differently. So as a guy who likes excitement in my day, I can see why I would prefer to ignore the wisdom of boring. I'm not alone. Still, I have to make some changes along the way to get what I want. So that's when I started talking about scripting the part of my life. I actually write it down. Years and years ago, when I started this program, if I may, just a little inside baseball here, the very first thing I wrote down, I was like 40 years old when I did this, so about 25 years ago. No, I'm not going to forget you heard that. I had something called Recipe for Me. And what it was a series of post-it notes where I would write down the ingredients that made my life good, and then I would take those ingredients and I would weave them into my process throughout the day. That's how this business got started. In fact, the early stuff and much of what you hear today started when I began to script my days a lot of years ago. It is really powerful to get what you want. So again, while I love a good spontaneous day, I've learned scripting and predicting my day is much better. It's less stressful. I can get a whole lot more done. I know what I'm doing throughout the day. I know when I'm going to be doing it. I know what time it's going to be done. Frankly, I can usually tell you weeks in advance my schedule, the whole thing. I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and they said, well, how's your workday really play out these days? Because it's scripted. Well, the first 2 hours of my day are so scripted, I'm legitimately done working by 7 a.m. Now, is there stuff I have to do? Yeah, meetings and talk to people and work on projects, things like that. But the stuff that makes my life operate, the stuff I need to do to be confident in what I do, the stuff I need to do to build my business property, to move it down the road the way I want it to go, and yes, it's mine, so I get to do it that way, all that stuff happens before 7 a.m., 7 days a week. It is crazy how it works. It is a process-oriented life. You know this. You do it already. So maybe I'm just, you know, beating something in I don't need to beat in right now. But there are a lot of you right now that are listening to the hack life. Give me a life hack. You can't hack your way through life. You can't. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Certain things work in certain ways. Don't believe me? Go out on the beach here in Daytona Beach on any day of the week, doesn't matter, any day of the year. I don't care what day you go out there around 7 o'clock in the morning. Just go out there and just wait a minute and look to the east and watch how this big ball of fire starts to rise in the sky. And then if you want to, you can stand there all day long. Maybe you get in your car and drive across to Naples and watch it as it sets in the west. Certain things do a certain thing in a certain way, and we don't have any idea how it happens. The sooner you accept that, the sooner you accept that, you just got to figure out the certain way things work and do it a certain way. It's the day you get anything you want. So most people set goals. They focus on the outcome of achieving that goal. That's cool. I love the outcome-based stuff. I'd like to project it even larger than that. But if you want to lose weight, a lot of people are trying to lose weight. My guess is a lot of New Year's resolutions happened about, 20 days ago or so. I have a goal. I'm going to lose 50 pounds by the end of the month. Okay. It's not realistic, but you know. But the truth is, the easiest way to do it and not fall off the wagon is not worry about the goal. Just kind of put it out there. Say, this is my goal. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And then day by day, step by step, ritual by ritual, eat your diet, go to the gym, get good sleep, a little at a time every single day. Script it. Write down step by step what you're going to be doing and just do the little steps. I'm reading the Bible right now this year. It's been a goal for me for a couple of years to do that. Didn't have the right system to do it. A lot of people say that to me. It's confusing, man. I didn't know what to do. It's a big book, right? It's a good book, but it's a big book. I have a plan. Step by step, every single day. 15, 20 minutes. I'm just reading it because I've always wanted to read it. There's more to it than that, but still. I've always wanted to read that big book, at least once in my life. Mindset is simple. As long as you keep doing what's working, you will get your life working in anything you dream of. It's that simple. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a challenge today. Is that okay? A little homework, if you're still with me. Because a lot of people don't want to hear this stuff. Oh, man, no, let's hack our way. It shouldn't be that way. The internet, we got AI now. We don't have to do this stuff. Come here, real close. AI is coming in ways you can't imagine. I had a friend of mine the other day say, yeah, 8 or 9 years is going to be, AI is going to be the thing. No, it's the thing now. Give it 8 or 9 months. It'll blow your mind. And it's going to help you do a lot of this stuff. But still, at the end of the day, you're a walking, talking human mess. And the only way you're going to survive the stuff that is coming is you get yourself locked into what works for you and do it regardless of what happens around you. Because if you think propaganda and agenda and other people pushing you in the direction they want to go instead of you is bad now, just wait. It's coming. So the homework for you today is to begin to script your life. Is begin to just, and here's how you do it. You just look around. You say, well, this works really well. I feel good. I get the results that I want. Let me write that down on a little piece of paper someplace you'll look at it every single day. When you get out of bed, you always look at it. Number one reason most people don't get their goals is they forget to look at them. They forget to do them. Script it. Exactly what you want. Don't go crazy with it. Just a little bit at a time and watch what happens as everything begins to take place for you.
Never give up. Fighting till the end. Gotta get back up.
You like this? I'm kind of digging it.
No time for loss.
This might have to keep
no
this going. Just remember,
keep moving, gotta get back up.
Yeah.
Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Uh-huh.
Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.